Thank you very much, Chair. In terms of Section 2 on universalization, we fully agree that there is a need to keep up efforts on this point. We are a little bit concerned, and this is not going to come as a surprise because it's already been mentioned, by actions 11 and 12 and the reference to non-state actors, parties to an armed conflict. We understand that this is a reference which concerns countries that have such groups present in their territories, and therefore the need to clearly determine the implications of their involvement with the convention. We would be grateful for clarification about how the promotion of compliance with the convention for non-state actors is envisaged here, promotion by states. And along the same lines, maybe we should follow the Maputo Convention here. Thank you.